Desmond sits across from you in the exam room, his intake form folded into a careful rectangle. The air has that sharp sanitizer bite, and the fluorescent lights buzz overhead. 8 months ago, he came in at 52 with a cane, a stubborn tremor, and fingers that could not manage shirt buttons. Today he walked in on his own. His hand is steadier, easily 60% better. He cannot stop smiling. He tells you he accepted a part-time coaching job. He has already put down a deposit on an apartment closer to his grandkids. Quietly, like he is afraid to jinx it, he says, "I feel like I got my life back." This morning, for administrative prep, you broke the blind. Desmond is on the placebo. Whatever is happening, it is likely placebo response or a rare spontaneous swing. The odds say it will not last. If the improvement collapses in the next 3 to 6 months, the emotional hit can be brutal, and he may feel worse for having planned his life around hope, but the trial ends in 4 weeks. If you tell him now, you risk contaminating the study and weakening the results for the other 200 participants who need a clear answer about what actually works. Desmond stands, shrugs into his jacket, and reaches for the door. You have seconds to choose what you owe him and what you owe everyone else. What do you do?